fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 30th day of October, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with something that, if Ms. Ocasio-Cortez had her way, would be made illegal. We begin our show with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day, I try to mention this every 2 or 3 months at least. It's a book. It's a short book, about a two-hour read. The title of the book is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The author is Dr. Joseph Murphy, published about 50 years ago. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Dr. Murphy was a practicing Christian minister. The principles in there are based on Christianity. There's a lot of Bible quotes. And I know firsthand because I've put these principles into my life, that these principles, if you implement them the way he directs you to, they will work to achieve goals, any goal you want to achieve. We have patient waiting in green with my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an author of, I believe, now 11 books, more on the way, weekly radio talk show host, Man About Town. His website is listed at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
That's about the same. I'm doing real good for an old guy.
So. All right. Well, that's a moving target, an old guy. I got a quick old guy story for you. I was in college, back from Vietnam, a young veteran, going to college on a GI Bill, waiting for a Friday morning class to start. The door was locked. I'm standing in the hallway. So I'm, 23 years old. Standing next to a 18-year-old female student and shooting the breeze. And so I was mentioning what I'd be doing over the weekend, which was going camping and scuba diving. And this young woman, she looked at me, Jim, just as serious as could be, and she asked the following question. You mean you can still have fun? Yeah. As if somebody 22, 23 years old was too old to have fun anymore. So like I say, age is a moving target. It's different things for different people. I don't attribute things to age very much. I attribute what I can and cannot do to my personal wherewithal, and has nothing to do with age, no relevance whatsoever. Well, Jim, before the show started, we were talking about the impeachment of the President of the United States. There is no impeachable crimes, first of all. High treason and high misdemeanors, they don't exist. If they did start a trial, the impeachment is a trial where the trial takes place with the House of Representatives. The Senate acts as the jury. The jury will not find him guilty. That would be the United States Senate. Senator Lindsey Graham already has 50 senators who say they will not vote to convict the president. What the opposition is attempting to do, Jim, is tarnish the president's reputation, harm the president's chances of being reelected. What they don't understand, what they don't get, and I call our opposition the Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims, what they don't get is that they're activating the base of President Trump's support. They're motivating the base of President Trump's support. All of us, tens of millions out here in what the leftists call flyover country, we're being motivated, we're being activated, we're talking to friends and family, we're wearing red hats with white letters that say, Make America Great Again, everywhere we go. I wear a lapel pin, says Trump 2020 on it. I hand out Trump memorabilia whenever I'm in a meeting. And we will have an overwhelming turnout for President Trump that will overcome the vote fraud, which is inevitable. And you've documented the vote fraud, Jim, yourself. You've documented how President Trump actually did win the popular vote, contrary to what's being publicized in the mass media. But they will continue. We're almost exactly 12 months away from the election, and they will continue these efforts to demonize the president. Ultimately, Jim, I believe they will be unsuccessful. What do you think?
Well, John, a friend of mine, I think, had the best analysis, saying that what they're doing here is, in a sense, the best defense is a good offense, is a football term or a sports term. And what's coming with the Horowitz independent analysis of the Russian probe and many other things. But see, what happens, and also the Barr investigation, turning that over to the a special counsel, and what that does is allow them to start probing and going down rabbit holes. And this is going to lead into immense corruption in the Democratic Party. So what they're doing is trying to build up this fake offensive position to say, look, they're just doing this to counter our efforts to, for law and justice here. That's what they're doing. That's what it's all about. And they have no story. They're creating it. They're fabricating it. And everybody knows it's a sham. Right. But these people have no place to go. I mean, they have painted themselves into a corner. None of the other investigations have gone anyplace. So the shiftless shift and Pelosi have gone behind closed doors to try and create something themselves, because their proxies have not been able to do it.
Right. Well, they won't be able to be. Whatever they think they can create has to be backed up by real evidence in order for it to stand up to scrutiny, which that real evidence does not exist.
Right, again.
This is the world I've lived in since 1972. The first major lawsuit I was involved in was a federal antitrust lawsuit, United States of America versus the American Optometric Association and the Georgia Optometric Association. it's become the classic antitrust litigation as taught in law schools now, and I was part of it. So I've been involved in complex legal matters for almost half a century, Jim. And going back to my original premise, whatever Pelosi and Schiff think they can come up with, unless it's backed up by real evidence that's presentable in court to stand up for scrutiny, they're wasting their time. And they know this. Pelosi, I don't believe, is smart enough to know this on her own, but she has advisors that are smart enough. Schiff, I wouldn't trust him any farther than I could pick him up and throw him. I think I'm strong enough to pick him up and throw him maybe 5 or 6 feet. I wouldn't, they've got...
We're dealing with really psychologically disturbed people. I mean, just look at Schiff. Holy cow, this guy is bonkers.
I do a somewhat good representation of being able to open my eyes as wide as he opens his.
There's a comedian that's now doing a shifty ship impersonation. It's pretty funny.
Does he open his eyes really wide?
Yeah, right. It's oh my goodness.
I'm going to be modifying my home studio here to be set up for TV here soon. Dr. Deagle, you know, but Dr. Bill Deagle, he's going to have on his show next week for an hour. So all I need to do is put up a neutral background here. But, it's hard to say if these people, Schiff and Pelosi, are actually suffering from some kind of psychosis or if they... are just doing what their masters who donate money are ordering them to do.
Yeah, their handlers are moving this. And the whole issue is, like I say, going down rabbit holes. I mean, we're talking about the pedophilia rabbit hole, of which some of these, possibly all of these senators, are part of the problem. They're fighting for their future, trying to set up an offense, just saying, just trying to pretend, they're just trying to muddy us up because we're doing this great work. Right. They're trying to set this offensive position because they probably know that they're going to be drug into this investigation, all of them, at some point.
They're buying time. They know that they're in a losing proposition. They're buying time to probably come up with an exit strategy.
Yeah.
If the Department of Justice gets a hold of the starts issuing indictments, which I think they will, you're going to start seeing people resigning, jumping ship, maybe going to countries that do not have extradition with the United States. I know Chile used to be one of those countries. I don't know if it still is. There's a lot of bodies buried that the Department of Justice can and will uncover. A lot of pessimism within the Patriot community, Jim, that there will ever be indictments. I try to keep an open mind on this. Bill Barr has a checkered past in doing things that I believe were unethical when he was previously Attorney General. But he's an older guy now. He has a legacy to think about, and I hope and pray that he'll do the right thing for the right reasons and actually pursue indictments where they're warranted.
Well, also, he's handed this off to somebody else, and that's a good sign that he's found somebody that is considered reputable and handed it off. And and that's at hand's distance. So Barr is no longer involved in the investigation. They asked him, well, what are you going to do or what's this? He says, it's out of my ballpark.
Right,
he's no longer involved in that investigation.
That's Durham. I think the man's name is Durham.
Yeah.
Well, Durham has a reputation for going after these people already. So he has a track record of already going after these people successfully, the same people.
Right.
So that gives me hope that, and that's, he has a reputation, he has a legacy to look out for, and unless they threaten to murder his family secretly, I think he'll continue doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Yeah. So anyway, I found this is interesting, a little snippet story here, that Biden was denied communion at a church because of his position on abortion. And so that's this past week. I thought that was an interesting.
Do we know what kind of church it was offhand?
Oh, it was a Catholic church.
Catholic church. Yeah, there's a number of denominations that offer communion of some sort.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And but, so there was, good. We have an ethical parish priest who did the right thing for the right reasons, and I say good for the priest. Good for him.
So anyway, these people are. We're in a non-shooting civil war. In fact, there is shooting going on, but it's just very controlled. Right now, what's going on is pretty over the top. But I didn't live throughout all of history, so I can't imagine that this is the only time in history where there was a power struggle going on.
Well, that's as old as the hills, Jim. Power struggles between human beings. It's one reason the Bible is such an excellent book to read, is because as much as anything else, the Holy Bible is a study in human behavior and the human interaction between people, which hasn't really changed in 2,000 to 3,000 years. People are still people. They still have the same hopes, dreams, beliefs, greed, and everything that human beings have. So, of course, this has gone on for a millennium.
Yeah. Say, John, I don't know when the break is coming here, but I want to... This woman, she's a Hawaiian representative. Name is Tulsi Gabbard. She's running for president. But I wanted to mention that, even though she sounds like she has good intentions and she's honest, she's also pretty naive and has no clue who the CIA is. And for example, she says she's against Hillary Clinton and the war machine, yet she wants to get back into the Iran nuclear deal, which was Hillary Clinton and Uranium One and Obama giving uranium to Iran so they could proceed with nuclear bomb production, and then paying for that uranium with billions of dollars in cash that came from the United States. She wants to get back into that. So, I mean, this woman doesn't have a clue about certain things. And that's, dangerous.
Of course it is. She is an interesting sideline, interesting entertainment on the side of all this. She has no chance whatsoever of getting the Democratic nomination. But she's providing some insight and mass media attention to things that need attention. And I say good for her. Even though she's ignorant of some things, as you state, she's bringing attention to things that need to be shed some light on. And that's a good thing.
And right in the face of Hillary Clinton, when Hillary was trying to make her move on the chessboard of politics to jump back into the race, as the clean candidate after everybody...
voice of reason.
after everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, with no debate.
Right. These other Democratic candidates have made complete fools out of themselves. Medicare for all. We're going to seize your guns. Unlimited open borders. Where Hillary will come in the face of all that and appear to be the voice of reason, the voice of stability, the person that can win. And just as important as anything else, the person who can raise hundreds of millions of dollars. There's no other Democratic candidate that can pull that money in except her.
Right. So anyway, that's why I like Tulsi Gabbard, because she's going public, which nobody else will do, because they are all running for vice presidential position. What the Democratic debates are all about. Who's going to be Hillary's vice presidential candidate?
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where they see the beautiful graphics of couples enjoying a Caribbean cruise. We are going on a Caribbean cruise. Great time to be away from the cold and ice, the second week of February. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how to listen live and to the archives, if you would please, sir.
Thanks, John. Yes, Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanning Science Hour at the Crossroad airs. It's in its close to 20th year, and from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And by the way, for those listening on shortwave, we've now changed to the wintertime frequency of 5.935 megahertz. And so just note that. And also the you can listen online, wwcr.com, Tower 2. It's Tower number 2. And then also my paid cast, all of these available on my webpage, jmccsci.com, which is linked from John's webpage.
All right. We got a call on hold here. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. That would be Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John, Jim. Seen a little blurb. I went back and checked it a while ago. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren is talking about, national health care program for all. And there's a suggestion out there that the way they'll finance that is a 42% value-added tax or the VAT to finance all this stuff. They don't say what they're going to do with the income tax that they already got out there, but I thought that was rather interesting. But I might have mentioned it to you, John, and Special, but, basically the income tax is nothing but a value-added tax that's hidden right today because there's income tax on labor and businesses throughout all manufacturing and services that got to be built in to meet the profit line when it's all said and done. But, more taxes, 42%. Of everything you buy.
John. Well, you'll have to get some more goats there and sell some more goat milk to make up for the welfare for all. Anyway.
We consume all the milk that we produce, that we yolk. A lot of it goes to, of course, babies get a lot of it, and we feed it to our dogs, give them some with their dog food and the cats. And if you haven't eaten fresh goat's milk ice cream, you haven't lived. But very little of it ever leaves the place. So,
Jim's suggestion is more goats and more milk to make up to pay for the extra taxes there, Jerry.
Right.
Well, see, if I don't sell them, I don't have to pay that tax.
Uh-huh.
Or collect that tax.
Well, maybe we'll have to talk to Elizabeth Warren about that. Hey, Jerry, maybe we'll have to talk to Elizabeth Warren about that suit because, if it's a value-added tax. By the way, Jerry, I have some goats, and I don't talk about it publicly, but...
just do.
Yes. That's my first public announcement of actually.
Professor McCanny owns goats. All right. How many goats you have, Jim?
Five.
Five. Six. All right.
I think there's six now.
All right.
The recent addition.
They're kind of like rabbits and pigs. They multiply rather quickly if you're not careful. I love my goats, of course, obviously. I'm not in the barn right now. It's kind of... 40 degrees with a lot of mist. Fortunately, the wind's not blowing today, but goats are in the barn and I'm in the house for the moment, but got to get back out there. But anyway, I thought y'all would find that interesting.
Jerry, the Elizabeth Warren, all of these people were asking, or even on like late night TV, people were asking, well, how are you going to pay for all this? And she didn't have an answer. So finally, she got up on a stage and she says, in 2 weeks, I'm going to come out with my plan on how to pay for this. That means she was walking around saying this with no clue about how she was going to pay for it.
Well, I'm going to use an analogy, and it may be kind of off kilter here. But how many times have you been driving down a highway and be following somebody? And all of a sudden, they'll tap their brakes, and brake lights will come on, and they kind of raise their head up and look around, and like, where am I, and how did I get here, and where am I going?
That's a good one, yeah. Warren effect.
Exactly. Well, I think that's 99.9% of all of our politicians.
For your call.
Okay. Have a good day.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Huh?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I wrote a memorandum. If you haven't read it yet, you might want to read my memorandum titled The Possible Coming Second American Civil War. There's a map there showing the red counties that voted for the president in 2016, the blue counties who voted for the Wicked Witch of the West. I think that would be a valuable article to read. Also, my website, if you happen to be a person who has arthritis pain, if you happen to be somebody who doesn't sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, well, if you're one of those persons, you need to check out the Energy Cleaner. I use my Energy Cleaner every night. I go to bed with various aches and pains, having been active around the ranch here. Wake up pain-free in the morning after having slept as good as a small child every night. You can also. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You're going to want to get a mattress pad to go with it. They do vary in price. We have the twin size beds, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. One of my listeners was telling me that I need to slow down when I give out these telephone numbers. So you can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is at my website. And I have a toll-free order line. I'll give that number twice slowly. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 800-273-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jim, our opposition, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they don't have only a plan A, which is the impeachment. They have a plan B, Bravo. They have a plan C, Charlie. Incrementally becoming far more dramatic and ultimately violent, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah, and you can see that, the divisiveness to create the division, and that's exactly what it's all about. So the people that handle, like, the Schiffs and the Pelosis and the Schumers, you know, they these people get their benefits by being in front of a camera, so they're psychologically disturbed people. But their handlers behind them are managing this, and that goes up the ladder. So, yeah, these people, but the divisiveness is to create division, and they're doing a pretty good job of that.
Well, they are. I was commenting to a delivery driver the other day about these matters, and I mentioned, you know, if you and I know this, and we're in a very remote area here, if we know these matters in this very remote part of the United States, then pretty much everybody knows. I have a neighbor, Jim. He is a hobbyist. He's quite well off financially, but his hobby is deals with firearms and ammunition. And he's got our other neighbors ordering case lots of centerfire ammunition, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 rounds at a time. And he's, I saw him the other day, he had several thousand rounds of his of ammunition in the back of his pickup truck that he was delivering to various neighbors of mine. This is not an isolated matter. What I'm describing is happening all over the United States in what the liberals call flyover country. My neighbors, who are conservative Christians, they're getting very well prepared for whatever the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims have in store for us, including Chinese troops, Russian troops, George Soros-sponsored and trained rioters. So we're getting ready. And we will be ready. We are ready right now. And with each passing day and week and month, we become even better prepared to deal with these saboteurs, treasonous individuals, foreign invaders. I'm not looking forward to cowboys versus Muslims, but I'm pretty sure the cowboys are going to win.
Well, it brings us back to the Obama days where, you know, we had people being shot in the middle of the road in the middle of winter, you know, unarmed people, or, you know, invading people's property with black trucks, burning people's houses down as part of Hillary Clinton's Uranium One deal. You know, this is right now that's kind of held back, but these people are coming back, and with this impeachment thing and everything else, they're making what appears to be a last push, and where it'll go, it could end up with violence for them, inciting violence, because that's their only other alternative after this blows up in their face.
Right. My Monday guest, Sam Andrews, Firearms Monday, he was the tactical commander at Ferguson, or during the Ferguson riots, for the Oath Keepers. He interviewed some of the rioters, and they described how one of them showed him his paycheck stub from George Soros, for example. Another one described how they had incendiary devices to set these flat roofs of these businesses on fire that they had fabricated to commit arson. These rioters, recruited by George Soros, are paid and trained and equipped to cause death and property destruction. There's nothing left to chance with these people.
There was one event where they had buses, and these were all the same. They weren't various bus lines being leased or something. there were hundreds of buses, all with the same marking on them, delivering the protesters to an event. I think it was like one of the Washington marches. But they have warehouses someplace full of stuff ready to initiate these events. So your neighbors are well advised to do what they're doing.
Well, they are, and the level of organization, the logistics involved, the money involved, the planning, the expertise, or something I learned at a very young age in Vietnam: never underestimate your enemy. Never underestimate your enemy. And it would be a massive mistake to underestimate the wherewithal of the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. They have very bright, well-educated leadership. They have no ethics whatsoever. They have tons of money, buckets full of money. And they have a plan. They have multiple plans. And for somebody to not pay attention to that, well, they're not paying attention at their own peril, aren't they?
Well, exactly, exactly. John, I wanted to switch gears a little bit here.
Please.
There are people coming back and talking about ethics and in voting, and they're talking about paper ballots, thinking that's going to cure something. In doing my independent study on voter fraud, the biggest contribution to voter fraud, which gave Hillary Clinton 17 million illegal votes in the 2016 election, the biggest contribution would not be cured by paper ballots, and that is the mail-in votes.
Absentee ballots
would not be cured with paper ballots. So people that are pushing that don't know what they're doing. The cleaning up the voter rolls is the biggest thing that has to be done to have fair elections.
Well, I agree. Well, we need to approach all facets of this. I advocate paper ballots counted at the precinct. The issue of the mail-in ballots is something that needs to be dealt with. The issue of cleaning up the registration rolls obviously needs to be taken care of. We need independent poll watchers at these polls. There's ways to make these elections free and fair, and all these things need to be implemented, don't they, sir?
Exactly. And one of the biggest things is very stiff penalties enforced for people in the precincts who are cheating, who are bringing in extra votes, who are, taking those mail-in ballots and throwing away the Trumps and padding them with other, and actually, for example, the door-to-door, what they call get out and vote programs, where they
right.
go door to door to gather data on everybody. So then if that person is new, does Mrs. Jones live here? No, they moved. Oh, okay. Well, Mrs. Jones is going to vote for the Democratic Party, whether she likes it or not. And so those programs are feeder programs for the corruption in the mail-in ballots. Anyway, there's all kinds of aspects to this, and have very serious penalties and put people in prison for faking the voting. And this is just rampant across the entire country. And you were talking about the red counties and blue counties. The majority of those blue counties were where a massive amounts of fake voting was going on. And this is done at the precinct level. And some of those counties are big counties, like Los Angeles, where they, Tom Fitton, had lawsuits, 1.5 million illegal votes in Los Angeles County alone in the 2016 election.
Right, right. And that's another reason why the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims are pushing for popular vote to elect a president as opposed to the Electoral College.
Right, because they only have to stuff the ballot box in a couple places.
That's right.
But they're gearing up. They're gearing up for this next election to stuff it in a lot of places. And if you look closely at my study, Denver carried the entire state of Colorado. Las Vegas carried the entire state of Nevada. Minneapolis carried the entire state of Minnesota. They almost pulled off Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania but didn't have enough cheating going on there to pull that out. And so, you know, they're getting ready this time. So that's going on in the background. That's why Congress is not doing anything regarding voter fraud. I've had direct contact with senators and representatives, and they say there's no interest in Washington on cleaning up voter fraud, even though I gave them all of this data, in spite of the fact that other people have given them vast amounts of ammunition on where to look and where to cure it. The politicians are not going after this. So that just tells you that there are tons of politicians who they do not want fair elections, even though some of them will be voted out of office. There's something pushing very hard against fair elections.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, when I was in Manila, the Philippines, a few years ago, I did a speaking engagement at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines, their equivalent of the Federal Reserve. One of the guests there, a medical doctor, he was telling me how proud he was that the Philippines was be going to electronic voting machines. And I said, Doc, please don't do that. What you need is paper ballots counted at the precinct. Please don't let your country do that. And he was in a position where he could have some influence. I don't know what they're doing down there. But he was so proud that his mostly third world country was going to this modern age. So many our listeners can sign up to be poll workers, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these jurisdictions struggle to find somebody to volunteer to be a poll worker. They are compensated a little bit of money. But I have friends that do this. I've been a poll watcher myself, not a poll worker. And we need our listeners to sign up to be poll workers and be there and help with the election process, don't we, sir?
Right, exactly. But there again, even having those people on site does not cure the remote balloting that's going on. And so if they can pad that, they can win elections, they can throw elections, they can, you know, Hillary Clinton was confident that she was going to win. Her losing, she's still trying to figure out how it happened. You know, it was the Russians, it was Macedonia. It was, I mean, this woman has lost it because she was supposed to win.
Right.
It was
so
her
they told
turn.
Us why she dropped out. She was the first public person to announced publicly the birthplace of Hussein Obama was Hillary Clinton. And she brought that to the public's attention.
But she was supposed to be president then.
Right. Well, she thought she was. But they got her to shut up. They promised her the following. It's not your turn, Senator. We'll make you Secretary of State. And the next time will be your turn. That's how they got her to shut up.
Eat crow. Yeah, well, yeah. And she had to eat crow, and she did all those years expecting that she would become president. You know, she had to be Secretary of State. She got to do a lot of dirty work. She got to get a lot of payoffs in the Clinton Foundation, but that was not what motivated her. She wanted to be president. And
oh,
so,
yes, and she still does.
But yeah, but she wasn't ready then because she thought she was going to be president. And then they took her aside and said, you know, here's who controls things. You're going to be working for us. See, she didn't understand that when they threw her out and Obama came in to take over. And so she learned that the hard way over 8 long years of waiting. Then when she came back the next time for the 2016 election, she had what they call, she had gained religion. She had learned who runs the show. And at that point, Hillary would have been the worst witch of the West, but she would have been a very controlled witch of the West.
The morning following the 2016 election, I had we played Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from the Wizard of Oz here on my show.
John, and, you're terrible.
And maybe we'll get to play it again in about a year.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that none of that even comes close to be, you know, happening. But it's I don't know. This is one of the more interesting election cycles. It's certainly not boring. It's not a typical Republican.
Far from it.
Far from it.
Anyway. Far from it. Yes. Well, it won't be boring. It will be historic. All elections are historical events, but this one will be an outstanding historical event. And we'll see. We shall see. And we don't have long to wait. Any serious candidate will have to be declared before the end of January, which is only 90 days away. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of October, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, this hour has just flown by. We've got about 3 minutes here, sir.
John. I don't know if you knew that men could have babies. I was reading this article in CNN, and it turns out that Ricky Martin and his husband have had a baby. And the way they go through this article, that's the way it reads.
Right.
It's not
right.
very clear which one of the men had the baby. Anyway.
Well, what's going on there is we're seeing the normalization of mental illness is what we're seeing. And we're supposed to accommodate people's mental illness by changing who we are and what we do, allowing biological men to compete in high school athletics as girls, taking away these girls, the biological girls' opportunity to get athletic scholarships. It's wrong on the face of it. We got a last caller here. Make it real quick. John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning. You just mentioned that Hillary found out who runs the show. Do you know who runs the show?
Yeah, this goes up to the World Bank. The CIA is the police force of the World Bank. And Hillary, you know, all of this stuff is connected. And so Hillary is a worker bee. If you see their name or face, they are not at the top. So the Bushes, the Clintons, you know, get their worldly rewards. The CIA is the police force. And they manage for invisible people, some of whom I've met in my short existence here. And basically, you know, there are families that are very related around the world that cross international boundaries that basically operate the world, the industrial, military-industrial complexes in all these countries, you know, form governments in countries. Select leaders, kill leaders that come out of the populace that are popular, destroy their chances of election, etc. So, yeah, that's what's going on. That's the short version. We have
Thank you
one
very
minute.
Much, Professor. I appreciate
sure.
that.
All right. Jim, we're down to the last 60 seconds here, sir.
Well, I would want people to visit my webpage, see everything that's going on there. Listen to my weekly shows that give you an update. And then my paid casts, I'm very proud of the educational program that I'm involved in right now for everybody from preschool, kindergarten, K-12, university, and graduate school. And that's underway right now, the paid cast, all available on my webpage. So
all right.
Just keep tuned. And I'm trying to do my part.
You are,
keep
sir.
This world
you are definitely doing your part, and we appreciate your efforts, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, okay. Have a great week, Jim. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
Thanks, John. And everybody, just hang in there. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep safe.
Absolutely. Okay, we got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us after the top of the hour break, and we'll be talking about Jeff's area of expertise, which is the international communist conspiracy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.